Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC Radio. Pat Powers here with you. Be our guest. So much for my singing ability, but tonight is the opening night for Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. at the Webster City Community Theater. And I'm being joined today by Lindsay Thompson, Henderson, who's the director of this production for Beauty and the Beast Jr. And Lindsay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, a lot of hard work, Lindsay, for this big production opening tonight.
Oh, yes, a lot of hard work. And as you know, Pat, because you've been in several productions, it takes a huge army of volunteers. You know, we have our wonderful cast, but then there's so many people behind the scenes, from props to costumes to set painting and lights and sound. It's a lot of work, but the reward is huge.
When did the production start there, Lindsay, for Beauty and the Beast?
So we held auditions in April and started rehearsals there like the last week of April, early May. And so it's been three nights a week. Well, we did some Saturday rehearsals for a while. So lots of hours went into this, but the kids have been just wonderful to work with. I can't say enough about how much I've enjoyed working with this cast.
And don't you wish you'd keep them forever?
I do, and keep them little forever, right?
Oh, yeah,
so
for sure.
Adorable.
What's so unique, unusual about this production is because I think, Lindsay, this is the first time, I think you and I talked about it, that Webster City Community Theater summer show has been done in June. In years past, it's been done in July, but then it'll be back to the normal schedule next year with their production of Little Shop of Horrors. But it's in June this year for the summer show.
It is in June. I just felt like it was important. The junior shows are a shorter version show, so it's not a normal 3-hour production. It's about an hour and a half. We don't have a full intermission. So that makes it a little bit easier. There's just a little bit less ground to cover, right, to be prepared for that. And I wanted to get the cast of kids and stuff done before 4th of July so families could be freed up to take their trips or whatever they wanted to do that month. So we pushed to try to get it started a little bit earlier and be done before the holiday.
There you go. So again, that's why the Webster City Community Theater moved up its summer show to June, but again, back to the regular schedule coming up next summer for Little Shop of Horrors. Let's find out for a moment there, Lindsay, about how many is all in the cast of Beauty and the Beast.
We have 37 kids in this cast, ranging from ages 8 through 18. Unbelievably, Pat, we had 70 kids audition for this show. That is the most. I've been involved with the past several junior productions, helping with choreography and behind the scenes, and this is the most we've had audition, and it was so hard to make our selections and have to tell some kids, no, oh, I just hated that part, but we just have a wonderful cast of 37, and I'm so excited for you all to see what they have done and what they're ready to show you.
And if you go to the theater, you see the list of all the kids who are involved in this production. Time will not allow us to mention every single one of these boys and girls in it, but a fabulous job will be done, no doubt, for the 90 minutes in the opening show tonight and all the next 2 weekends.
Right. No, it's too many to name, and somehow magically I've gotten to know all of their names. I didn't think I could do it, but I did.
That's a miracle. So, wonderful show coming up tonight with Beauty and the Beast. And, of course, it has all the familiar songs, I believe, in there, Lindsay?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've got all those big numbers, Be Our Guest, and, of course, the title song, Beauty and the Beast, and some ones that you may not as be familiar with, but I'm sure you're going to fall in love with as well. So, and the costumes are just tremendous. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures that have been posted out there on social media, but, it's just an enchanting little show with a lot of heart. So,
well, that's
nice. It's really great.
Know.
I love the kids' productions. This year, Louine Getter has always been the director for the junior shows in the past, but she had her hands full with Clue, which she was really excited to do. And these junior shows are near and dear to my heart, so I stepped up for my first time directing, and I've really enjoyed the process. It's been great, and so I'll be directing the next junior show, too, in December. So.
Other than yourself there, Lindsay, who else is helping you behind the scenes with these cast?
Okay, so behind the scenes, I am joined by Dane Barner as our musical director, and my daughter, Karina Murray, is being an assistant director, or kind of assistant to everything. Assistant production, she's just been a right-hand man to us all. I've got Katie Hildahl as the production manager, Anne Blankenship on lights with some help from Sam Osi. I've got Kevon as our stage manager, stage crew, and Kira and Ben and Rachel. There's quite a few. We had Louine do costumes. Tammy Halick has done props. Carol Zills did paint setting. Al Youngquist did set building. I'm sure I'm missing a few. There's just so much help that goes into it again. And it's not possible to do a show without that supportive theater family.
Absolutely. So let's talk. There's a different format there, Lindsay, to get your tickets to see Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr.
Yes, and we're all really excited about that. It has really streamlined that process. So you can now get your tickets online. I cannot rattle off the exact website, but if you go to our community theater page, you'll see where you can buy tickets for the show. It is quite simple. You actually get to pick your seats. Of course, we're sold out tonight.
Good.
So, and I expect we're going to sell out of quite a few more. So, that you can go on, you can pick your seats. That way, if you've got multiple people, where you can fit them together. And there are some fees for online processing. But it has, I think, really improved the process, and it's saving a lot of work on the back end of tracking all of those reservations. You can still reserve the traditional way. You can still go into the box office, but we are not taking reservations by like leaving a voicemail or anything like that like we have done in the past.
So you just have to go into the box office and buy them, but no more phone reservations. No more phone reservations. Just go into the box office, get your tickets for that particular show, or just go online to do it there.
That's right.
And the show times and dates again there, Lindsay?
So we start off tonight with 7 p.m. Tomorrow we have two shows. So there is a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7 p.m. Show as well. And then Sunday, the 2 p.m. matinee. And then the following weekend, we do that all again. Friday at 7, Saturday at 2, and 7, and Sunday at 2.
Perfect. So again, your chance to see the show tonight are null and void, because all the show tonight is sold out. But again, get your tickets for the remaining seven shows to see Beauty and the Beast, Disney Beauty and the Beast. That's opening tonight at the Webster City Community Theater there on Wilson Avenue. For ticket information, go to the Webster City Community Theater Facebook page or their website for a fabulous show coming up the next two weekends. And Lindsay, we wish the cast and yourself and all the others all the best.
Thank you, Pat.